Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We're not caring too much. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one Baby Ruth bar. I don't know. Baby Ruth, not bad. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. I'm not sure why. I still don't know why. This is for sure one of people's favorite parts. It's, they like to hear about things that go on other people's lives. I think it makes people feel normal to figure out that other people have abnormal things happening. Does that make sense? I think that that's logical. Also, we're going to have life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Most of us won't. We really don't want to pay the money. How much is that money?
I need about $3.50. How about just $2.50?
I gave him a dollar.
I don't know if it's worth a dollar. I got to figure that out. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Again, that's a question we've not yet answered. Also, a review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We've got story after story after story that proves that Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We're answering life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, we do have a daily double. All right, this one we've done before. I like this one. It's kind of cute in its own little way. Is that okay that it's cute? Is it? I mean, I don't know if that's the right word. Here's my question. What does Geronimo say when he jumps out of an airplane? Because if I'm jumping out of the airplane, I'm going, Geronimo! And what does he say? That's question number one. And then
the answer is Pocahontas.
Oh, the answer is Pocahontas, apparently, robot producers tell me. And then the second thing is, what does cheese say when it's getting its picture taken? In other words, what does cheese say? Because when I get my picture taken, I say, cheese! So what does cheese say? Gotta think that through, folks. Gotta think that through. Bible trivia for cool, yet somehow crummy prizes and sound effects placed at the wrong time. Nah, they don't have much to do with the show.
Wabbit twikes. Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit.
Kill the wabbit?
That's not, you don't want to do that to little bunny rabbits. We're nice around here. It's a softer, kinder, gentler David Spoon. Well, at least I get into the second or third segment. It will be between now and then. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers. Man, we wish we had that here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, you know, you know.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
There's no better way to celebrate the holidays than the promise of no mortgage payments. And if you've already paid off your mortgage, give yourself the gift of financial peace of mind. Hey, Mark Larson here. For years, I've been telling you about the reverse mortgage, and there's no better way for me to describe this loan of opportunity than to tell you that a reverse mortgage will allow you to fund your longevity. Yes, there are changes coming, but if we act today, no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Meron Aram at Aramco today. One of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. He'd like to have you join him at the historic San Diego Country Club in Chula Vista, January 16th at 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. So don't put this off any longer. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record in 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you. I want to tell you right away. For those that don't know, the weather outside is not frightful. No, sir. It's wonder. It's beautiful out. Isn't
Made
it?
Me not want to come back from lunch. Is what?
Oh,
it made.
It's beautiful. Now, are you in a comatose mood today?
No.
Oh, you're feeling pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay. That weather is nice. The weather is
probably about
really,
80 degrees.
I mean, it's really
a little breeze.
Nice. Come on. This is why don't we live in Cleveland right here?
And because the Indians and the Browns are no good.
Well, that's besides the point. Traffic pretty light today. It was pretty light for me coming in. How was it for you? Was it heavy
nothing.
Or like nothing? Right? Most people are still off.
Then again, the time I come in, there's nobody on the road anyway.
Well, that's a good point. But you know what I say? Most people are still off. That's got nothing to do with the fact that they're not at work.
Most people should know that we here at the David Spoon Experience have been off for over a year.
Yeah. It's 1 year and 8 weeks or 9 weeks or something. By the way, this segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control, and our very good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Da-da-da-da. All right, so E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, and pet. That's my old sound, by the way. They use microwave, electrogun, patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out, without the embarrassment of tenting. $100 off any termite work when you call. $50 off any initial pest control. You call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. Of course, you can go to E. coli termite, E-C-O-L-A. Termite, ecolatermite.com. Sue, by the way, has a show, radio show. Her show will be on tomorrow at 4 p.m. It's on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Inspirational show. We encourage you to listen to that as well. 800-332-BUGS for our good friend Sue Freeze. Hey, Sue, how you doing? If you talk to Sue today and today only, you can get a jalapeno Tootsie Roll. I bet you didn't know they had a jalapeno Tootsie Roll, but they have one. Okay, here we go. Here's the opening story. Typically, we'll open up with my life's insanities, which is, you know, pretty much anything that we do on the show would qualify for that. Today, because we're in this post-Christmas mood. By the way, did you have a nice Christmas, RoboPriz? Was it nice for you?
I did. Yeah, I got to spend it with lots of different parts of the family and my girlfriend, and it kind of spanned like a 3-day time period. It was real nice.
You know, when you say lots of different parts of the family, I have this vision of a body, and then at one point you're spending it with an elbow, and then another point you're spending it with a knee, and then perhaps a neck.
You know, the time that I had spent, David, with the thumbnail was spectacular.
Okay. Well, as long as we got that squared away, we want to make sure that everybody stays current with Jesus and not with the news. So in lieu of that, we try to help you stay current with things that aren't really important in the news. This would be one of them, this story right here. So, is that a nice intro? You got that first sound thing ready? We're get ready. Here it is. There are several toys. You know, I was just going to say stories. You know, is it Friday and then like next week's New Year's? And then maybe my brain checked out. What time is it?
Not soon enough.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Not soon enough.
What? Here we go. There's certain toys that were banned in 2013. Did you know this by the government? Now, I want to say, and I'm going to say this because people hate, I don't like this part of it. When we talk about politics and government, and everybody's like, oh, you're just a complete, you know, right-leaning, you know, fascist kind of blah, blah, blah. But it's like, first of all, I am neither a registered Republican nor am I a registered Democrat. Okay, just for everybody's basic knowledge. Okay, I am not far left or far right. I believe top center is the way to go. I do not believe every single governmental problem is Barack Obama's fault any more than I believe that every mistake that was made under George Bush's administration would be squarely laid at George Bush's feet, because I do believe there's divisions that do different things. I don't think they all come in every day, every single office, every single person, and say to the president, Mr. President, this is what we're doing. It's like, come on, yeah? He'd spend 19 of 19 hours and 5 minutes going, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes. I mean, you got to be kidding me. So in this case, I'm not going to drop this on the White House administration. These are toys that were banned by some government person somewhere. Now, personally, I think that the person who does ban toys probably didn't get their little G.I. Joe figure. Or if it's a girl, didn't get the Barbie from Christmas, and they're still mad. So they take
most boys as kids play with G.I. Joes.
Yeah, I'm just saying. All right, here's the first thing that was banned. Now, there's a whole list of them, and I'm only going to list like six because I can't go through all of them, because at some point I get choked up and I get depressed.
I probably played with all of these.
Okay. Well, not this one. These are new ones.
Oh.
And they're new ones that they took out, but wait till you see what they are. This is what's bizarre, because, again, I'm not blaming this directly on the administration. I'm blaming this directly on some person who's in the government capacity who's absolutely lost their minds. Period. It's like the therapy way beyond them. What they need is a very long trip off a very short pier. Okay, here we go. Here's the first one. Can you play that thing for us there? That one thing? No. Wrong one. I need the dance. It's like,
you didn't tell me the order.
Did you just come back from lunch or something?
No one told me the order.
Oh, well, this is the order. I need the dance. Ready? Go. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop that there, no, for real, and then turn it up just a notch. Turn it up just a little and play it again. Trust me. All right, perfect. Okay, great job. All right, thank you, Robo Producer. What's the problem there? Here's the problem. There's an Easter chick, a little stuffed animal that plays the chicken dance. Government has banned it. Because they say the volume is too loud. They have determined, even though you can lower the volume, the loud volume, too loud. And therefore, the chicken dance little bunny creature has been cast aside and not allowed to be sold. That's number one. What do you think of that?
That's insane.
Stop shaking your head. Here's the second one. Listen to this one.
Wow.
This is called Build a Bear Sully Sullivan. It's Sully Sullivan from the Monsters movie. And apparently, if you take a sharp object and poke it behind the eye of the Sully Sullivan, you can pop off an eye, and a child can then suck on it and choke on it. And so I was going to test this out and decided I would take a knife and stick it in my own eye and see if I can pop it out. And guess what? If you take a knife to your eye, you can pop it out just like a stuffed animal. But that was banned because you can cut the eye out.
Shouldn't be doing that anyway.
Oh, that's not the problem. The problem is if you do that to anything, it would happen. It's not just a stuffed animal. It's just like, and you banned that? So I think that person went to the movie and didn't like it. What do you think? They didn't like the movie. They banned it.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Number three, science project. It's a spider. It's a plastic rubbery spider, and you put drops of water on it, and it grows. Right? They banned it.
Why?
They're afraid that kids will eat it. It's a science toy. It's for science. So you know those chemistry sets?
Yeah, I had one.
Those are gone. None of that stuff. Because you can put that in your chocolate shake. Gone. That's not the worst of it. Here's the worst. I'm hoping Heather Lloyd walks back by. So when I tell her this one, she can literally fall over. She's going to fall over when she hears this one. Now, Heather, for those that don't know, she's the programming director. This is what they banned this year. Ready? You sure you want to hear this?
No, but go ahead.
Okay, here they go. This year they banned the Snoopy snow cone machine.
No!
They banned the Snoopy snow cone machine because the ice shavings can get crushed. And perhaps then if the kids open it, they can access the metal crusher and then therefore cut themselves. It's like... Next, they're going to ban automobiles because people can take the air filter and use them for gum. I'm telling you, that's where we're heading. There's nothing. Yeah, it's like, what? You banned the Snoopy snow cone shaving? How could you? What are you? Wait, that's not the.
That's one of the greatest toys of all time.
That's nothing. Wait to hear what they banned on this one. Ready? Remember how you used to have a wagon? Remember how it used to have a wagon, Red Flyer kind of wagon? Well, they have a Red Flyer, and it has a top, like for rain or something. It's got a top. But they've banned it. Now, wait. But they didn't ban it because kids could sit on the top. That would be, I would almost say that's logical. They banned it because kids could fall out of the wagon. That was the reason given. Okay, so wait, let me get this straight. So the red wagon has a cover, and the danger is that the kids could try and ride on the cover, but that's not the problem. The problem is that while they're in the wagon, with the horse drawing them apparently wherever they're going, then at that point, the kids can fall out of the wagon and then receive serious injury.
Please tell me you're making all of this up.
All of these are in a Washington Examiner article. The date of the article is 12/26/2013. It is called You'll Shoot Your Eye Out. That's the name of the article. Check it out. It's a little strange from my point of view. Here's my response to that. Watch those snow cone machines. You never know what they're going to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we've just got great stories, DDDs, all day long. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here. The holidays are a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, aren't they, Tracy?
They are, Kevin. But first, you know, I want to let everybody know we just completed our 7th annual Christmas dinner for the military. We had close to 500 people here. It was really terrific. But yes, Kevin, this time of year with families coming into town is a great time to come and see what Monte Vista is all about. You know, when you come and visit us, you'll see the lovely surroundings the residents enjoy, how nice the apartments are, maybe experience one of the activities, and you'll realize this is not a facility. Monte Vista Village is a 65-plus community with customized plans. Some people may want all our weekly maid service, and some may want none. So I hope you'll take the opportunity and come visit us with your family and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village. You can reach me at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331. Check out Monte Vista Village, license number 374-600-564.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Holiday travel means getting to the airport 2 hours before your flight. But at San Diego International Airport this year, it's a whole new experience with new shops and restaurants, public art, new gates, and lots of parking. Travel's easy. Shop, dine, and relax before you head off to your holiday destination.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Zero Res. With Zero Res, they use scientifically proven water, empowered water, not just regular water. Just remember, it's empowered water. Did we come up with a superhero for them yet? We need a superhero for empowered water. It's got to be like a wave with like a big fist. You know, that's a good idea, right? We got to talk to their marketing department. Anyway, they don't use the regular chemicals to sanitize your carpet. They use the empowered water, which is trademarked. It leaves it soft, smelling fresh, dries quickly. It's safe for pets, safe for kids, safe for allergy users. The techs at Zero Res are excellent. Okay, they're prompt, polite, professional. You call 858-486-4100 to get this special. $99 for two rooms with the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. With, give a can of food to a local food drive, and you will also get up to 10 feet of hallway for free that's done on the honor system. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com if you would like to get more information from there as well. Keep in mind, they do the household of the David Spoon Experience host. That's whose carpet they do. And believe me, with my dog Levi, we need to help. It's like it's got to get done. Okay. A couple things I want to cover, and then we're going to do a DDD, and their timing is like everything is like zing, zing, zing. Did I tell you that on this date in 1932, Radio City Music Hall opened in New York City? Did you know that? That was in 1932. I did not know that. In 1945, the World Bank was created with an agreement that was signed by 28 nations. I don't know what to say about that. Here's the one that you're going to love. Here you go, Rover Producer. Ready for this? It's National Fruitcake Day. And we're not talking about people that work at MSNBC. We're just talking about it's National Fruitcake Day. People are like, you know, you can't say stuff like that. Watch me. Or actually, listen to me. And then I had somebody else point out to me that, you know, not every single thing you ever say is factual. That is correct, unless it has to do with the Bible. It's not factual. It's just interpretation of teaching. That's correct. Because I do sometimes say 2 + 2 is all the fruitcakes are over at MSNBC.
Also, the answer is bacon.
Oh, bacon. That's the other answer. Also, today is also, and you probably didn't know, I did not know this. I knew about the fruitcake day, but I didn't know about this day. This is apparently a very special day. It's called Make Cutout Snowflakes Day.
Not aware of this national holiday.
This one's not a national holiday. It's a several state holiday. But here's the problem that I have with Make Cutout Snowflakes Day. You want to know what the problem is that I have with it? Nobody's in school. How is that one working? Nobody's in school to cut out the paper snowflakes and different. How's that working? I'm thinking they should have picked a different day, like, you know, January 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th.
We should do one here on the show.
Probably could. All right. 1946 on this day, the American team won the Davis Cup for the first time since 1938. Also, Dr. Crawford Williamson Long used anesthesia for childbirth for the first time on this date in 1845. And I know that there are several women who are like, natural, natural, natural. And I happen to know several other women who are like, thank you, Lord. That's all I'm going to say, and you guys can figure out the rest of it. This is a great one. In 1947 on this day, you heard this. Hey, kids, what time is it? It's howdy-doody time. It's howdy-doody time. That's when it started. 1947 on this date. And then finally, 1984, Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, British Prime Minister, was nominated the woman most admired by the American people for the third consecutive year in a row in 1984. She won it in 82, 83, and 84. Not too shabby, huh? 3 years in a row having all the American people. That's pretty good. That's not bad. Okay, what's our time frame here? Because I got that one sound clip, and I want to use that, and that's a good one. How long do I have?
You have 5 Earth minutes.
Perfect. Okay. You're not going to use that sound clip for about 3 minutes, so just hang on there.
Okay.
DDD Judges, chapter 6, verse 12 through 16. As you know, I'm reading Judges and the Gospel of John, kind of simultaneously. Today was the Judges' day. Yesterday was John day, so I go back and forth, back and forth. Here's what it says in Judges chapter 6, verse 12 through 16. This is with Gideon, and I love this portion because it applies to me and you and me. Judges chapter 6, verse 12 through 16. The angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior." Then Gideon said to him, "O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our father told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." Okay, so not yet, but get ready. It's close. Here's the first thing. The angel of the Lord comes to Gideon, who's kind of doing some landscaping work in secret, in hiding. And the angel comes to him and he goes, "Yo," well, maybe not yo, but yo is a good way to say it. "Yo, the Lord is with you, O valiant warrior." Gideon responds, "The Lord is on Pluto." See, this is how it goes. So the big angel comes in, he's like, "The Lord is with you." And the dude, Gideon's response, "The Lord is like on Pluto. What are you talking about?" Here's the problem. The angel was proclaiming the way that God sees things. Gideon was proclaiming it the way that we perceive it or we understand it. The angel makes proclamation, the Lord is with you, O valiant warrior. Gideon's like, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. That is true oftentimes. The Lord calls it the way he sees it. And that's not always the way we perceive or understand it. Just because from time to time we feel as though the Lord isn't doing things the way we want him to do them does not mean he's far from us or abandon us. That's a great lesson for everybody. The Lord did not abandon you because you don't get it. Get ready for that soundbite. Here it comes. The Lord looked at him and said, go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you? He said to him, O Lord, how shall I deliver Israel? Behold, my family is the least in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's house. So the Lord goes on and says, go in this your strength. And the Lord is saying to him, you are strong. So the Lord sits there and tells you, you are strong. You have the power. And here's Gideon's response. I am weak. I'm the weakest of the clan. We're the smallest clan. We know nothing. We're dumb. So here, again, you have the Lord saying something, and then you have Gideon contradicting what God's saying. Why? Because he's not feeling it. Well, you know what he should have been doing? Faith in it. Not feeling it. Now, we don't believe in a lot of the excess. Well, yeah, you know, you fake it until you feel it. And I don't believe in that. I believe you faith it until the Lord responds to you the best you can. And here's Gideon, and he's the guy, the messenger's going, man, you're strong. And Gideon's like going, I'm weak. See, and it's like the Lord says something, and then the Gideon responds. Too often God says one thing and we say another. We're saying something different than God's saying, and we're trying to figure out why things aren't lining up. Well, I'll tell you why they're not lining up. We're saying different things. Let me close in with this. I'm going to wind down. Here's what it says in verse 16. The Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat Midian as one man. So the Lord says, you will prevail. And you know what Gideon says? Well, I don't know about that. Can you prove it to me? See? You see this pattern that's going on here? It's a pattern. It's a pattern. The Lord is with you. No, the Lord's on Pluto. You are strong. No, I am weak. You will prevail. I don't know. Can you prove it to me? It's like, look at what's going on there. So here's my response to all of that. Maybe, perhaps, we should consider, occasionally, lining up with God. Instead of trying to define everything through our own understanding, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. Instead of trying to figure everything out based on our understanding, maybe we should just line up with God. And when he goes, the Lord is with you, go, all right. You are strong, go, amen. You will prevail, go, hallelujah. Instead of all the other responses. Maybe that would help us. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going back to stories a la galore. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Holiday travel means getting into the airport 2 hours before your flight. But at San Diego International Airport this year, it's a whole new experience with new shops and restaurants, public art, new gates, and lots of parking. Travel's easy. Shop, dine, and relax. Happy holidays.
Hi, Terry Frost here with news from KPRZ. KPRZ is giving you the opportunity to send your child to a top Christian school for half price. That's right, give your child the Christian education you've always wanted them to have and pay half price, the regular 2013-2014 school tuition fee. Visit KPRZ.com, click on the half price tuition banner to see the participating Christian schools. To qualify, you must be able to put the entire 2013-2014 half price tuition amount on your credit card. Choose from top Christian schools throughout the San Diego County. It's not too early to plan for your child's school choice this fall. For details and a complete list of schools to choose from, log on to KPRZ.com and click on the half-price tuitions banner. Again, log on to KPRZ.com and click on the half-price tuitions banner. Then, get ready to secure a school for your child. Remember, log on to KPRZ.com.
the MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, Director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I want to invite you to begin your personal transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego. The same place noted alumni Miles McPherson, Mike McIntosh, and John Maxwell earned their theology degrees.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899. Happy holidays from the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial and Jonathan During. 2013 has been a long year, and the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial hopes that this holiday season brings comfort and joy and time to share with family and friends. Merry Christmas from Jonathan During and the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial. To learn more about the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial, call them at 858-455-5227 and ask for Ruth. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Add warmth and comfort to your home. Farrell's Fireside Shop makes energy efficiency beautiful. Upgrade your old gas fireplace unit with a beautiful new wood-burning fireplace. Farrell's Fireside Shop. Fast, local, and affordable. Upgrade your old wood-burning fireplace with an energy-efficient wood-burning insert. Or choose a classic freestanding wood stove to warm and brighten your home. You know, today's newest wood stoves burn just half the wood and make a small fraction of the ash. And they add real value to your home. Trust Farrell's Fireside Shop for their experience, expertise, and best local selection of wood, gas, and pellet stoves and hearth accessories from America's great manufacturers. Call them today, 619-441-2755. 619-441-2755. Farrell's Fireside Shop, just north of Interstate 8 on 2nd Street in El Cajon. Warm winter wishes from Farrell's Fireside Shop. Energy savings have never been this beautiful.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. People are wanting to, did you take over KPRZ in the afternoons, Monday through Friday? Have you hijacked them? Yes. That's my answer. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway, which, by the way, Ingrid, I got a text from Eric today. Just sent him a thank you. He sent me a Christmas card. Very nice. And Ingrid's going to be on the show in January. You got to get that coordinated. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, different classifications, roofing stuff. So when we say he's licensed and bonded, we were saying in over 40, which again, I have to correct that next week, the actual file. It's 40. There's 40 different classifications that people could be licensed and bonded in. One of those is star charting if you're going to apply to Star Trek Academy. But that doesn't apply to him. Anyway, the bottom line is Excalibur Roofing, what they do is they approach each customer by offering the best possible solution for each individual roof. They do residential and commercial. So if you're a person that's like, I'm thinking of doing a serious building, right on. That's what they do. New roof construction, old roof replacements and repairs. It doesn't matter what direction you're going. Excalibur Roofing will help you. All you got to do is call. So, is that like call? And then I stopped in the middle of the word call and just did the C. All right. You call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You know, of course, you can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com and get a great feel for the company just going on the website that way. All estimates, like we said, are free. Call them if you have any questions. It does not cost to call and talk to them. So there you go. All right. You might call and say, why are you sponsoring this guy? But that would be a loaded question because Eric will have a response for you. So be careful. Let's see. What stories shall we cover? I do want to cover this one. People are going to get mad about this. I don't want to talk about this very long. This is the Senator Lee bill, Mike Lee. Did you hear that bill he's introducing? Do you know what you know what I'm talking about? No idea. Just shake your head yes. Pretend you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Senator Mike Lee is introducing a bill saying churches should not be forced to perform gay marriages. So he's introducing legislation saying, hey, you know, not appropriate. And it's a bill that would stop the IRS from doing any denial of tax exempt. And they're trying to kind of cut this thing off. So remember my filibuster idea? Now, I want to point this out to everybody who's listening. I do not believe that churches, any church, and quite frankly, because it is the way this country is built, and it does have a freedom of religion, and it does have a freedom from religion, and it does have a freedom for your faith, and it does have a freedom to pursue a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who's the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to heaven. And there's no name given unto heaven whereby men must be saved but by the name of Christ. And it's only by grace, and it's only by the gift of God, which is received by faith. Okay, now that I got all that out of there. It is true that this nation is a nation that is not supposed to coerce people in their positions of faith. So churches should not, of course, be forced to breach their beliefs. That's contrary to everything that this nation was established in. I don't care what any other person says. They're lying through their teeth if they're telling you that this is a good idea, and they're just trying to win some kind of bizarro secular argument. It's rubbish. But I still think that many pastors should reconsider if a gay couple comes to their church and says, we want you to do the one for the marriage for us. I think the pastor should reconsider, and if they decide to do the marriage, do it this way. I say they do a filibuster wedding service where they get up there and they're, remember, it's, you can't tell the pastor how to conduct a service. You can't tell him what to say. And he should spend, he should commit 1 to 500 hours teaching on that homosexuality is a sin and same-sex marriage is wrong. And then when he gets tired, he should have a fill-in pastor take in for him. And then they should just rotate. And you get like 30 pastors and they just keep teaching and teaching and teaching. I want to know how many people are going to go knocking on his door after that for asking the people to marry him. What do you think? You think they'll have a lot of people lining up? You think that will solve all problems? Hey, you know what? Bring them in. Let's do a real good sermon. Let's start at Genesis 1-1. Just go all the way. We'll start by saying the fact that it's Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. And then we'll just start moving. Right? I commit 10 hours to that project for any pastor who decides to do that. A pastor may want to consider the marathon idea. I think it has merit. I think it's something to consider. We hope Senator Mike Lee is successful in introducing that. We don't believe anybody. I don't believe a Jewish congregation should be forced to marry a Christian couple. I think that's absurd. Why would you even think that? And if you're a Christian couple, why would you want that? That's the whole point about the people who are gay wanting to be married in a church that doesn't agree with that is they're not doing it for their marriage, and that's the sham. Don't you get that? That's the lie. Okay. Next on our list, what's our time frame? Do I got time for Rocky? Four? All right, let's do Rocky and Bullwinkle. I can do that. I can pull it off. I'm good at that. Do the short version. Can we play that? There we go.
Used a little more cowbell.
I think we can always use more cowbell. I agree with that. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. It's Nahum. Nahum. Have you ever heard of the book Nahum? People call it Nahum. It's not Nahum. It's Nahum. N-A-H-U-M if you're looking for a spelling. Chapter 1 verse 7. It's Nahum. Nahum. And you got to say it in such a way you can't go Nahum. Because that sounds like you're in between, you know, you're the giant, you're in between yawns or something.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Here's what it says, not in the book of Nahum, because that's not what it is. It's Nahum. Chapter 1, verse 7. Now, look, you don't have a lot of teachings out of this book, do you? How many teachings have you heard out of this book in your Christian life? One? None? Here you go. Zero. Ooh, zero goose egg. We'll change that right now. Chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares. What was that? He cares for those who trust in him. Listen to this. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. And then the post said, not many from Nahum, but this is a doozy. Now listen to this. This is really good, and we only have like 2 minutes, so listen. The Lord is good. This is the first and foremost part of this verse. The Lord is good. He's not lousy. He's not late. He's not lame. The Lord is good. He's good to you. He's good to me. He's kind. He's compassionate. He's forgiving. He's merciful. Give the quality to God that God deserves. And we can't even really put it into words because his goodness is beyond our understanding. It's better than life. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. You know what the Hebrew word for refuge is? It's a shelter in a rainstorm. When it's raining outside and you build a shelter, a natural shelter, so the rain doesn't hit you, that's what a refuge is. Did you know that? It's a shelter from a storm. So when it says the Lord is good, it's the quality of the Lord. And what's one of the great elements or characteristics of the Lord? He's a refuge. He's a shelter in the rain. He's a refuge in times of trouble. Here's my favorite part. He cares for those who trust him. Just like you care for people in your life. Are there people in your life that you think are significant? Your spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings, your friends, your coworkers. Is there somebody in your life that you care about that if you found out anything bad or anything harmful, you'd be devastated? But at the same time, if you found out anything great, you'd be ecstatic for them because you genuinely love and care for them. Well, God cares for us. He cares for you and he cares for me. He cares for those who trust in him, not who treat him like dirt, not who diss him, not who belittle his message, but for those who trust him. So there's three great things. The Lord is good, he's a refuge, and he cares. How cool is that? That is looking at today's Facebook post. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I'm not even sure where we're going when we come back, but we're coming back, so be there.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Hi, friends. Marty Schneider, the retirement professor here. You know, after 33 years of advising clients, I finally found a way to educate my listeners about retirement planning issues without you having to leave your house or office. It's my brand new on-demand retirement planning seminar that you can view anytime, any day. If you're concerned about making the right decisions with your long-term planning, please take 14 minutes to view this educational powerhouse. There's a downloadable workbook to help you retain the information that you're going to learn, and you can even pass this along to friends or family members. Simply visit the new website, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. Again, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. You can call me at 800-727-PLAN for your consultation, or simply visit the on-demand workshop, theretirementprofessorpresents.com.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications,
Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Thrivent Financial and our good friend, Mr. Jonathan During, the La Jolla Gateway team as well. Here's the cool thing, and we talked about this yesterday, and I think it's worthwhile to mention today. These people are committed to helping ministries. Now, that used to be primarily just the Lutheran church that they used to operate in. And then they've voted as a group, and they've expanded their entire ministry and their entire business for every group. And what they're trying to do is help people financially get prepared. They're willing to share their information, so much so they'll do a free conference or seminar at your church. If they do the seminar and people don't sign up, they don't turn around and then hand you a bill. If you listen to their information and you decide that's great, we're going to go a different route, God bless you. Just advance the kingdom of God. That's the kind of commitment, the financial commitment that they have. We had Jim on. We're going to have, I'm hoping to have Jonathan on pretty soon, like in the next couple of weeks. I want to talk about what their purpose is, their vision is, their mission is, and all the process they're going through. In a nutshell, they're committed to supporting congregations, institutions, and other nonprofits to help them to continue to grow and fulfill their missions of service, helping them financially get their house in order. There's nothing wrong with that and everything right with that. They want people to be good stewards. I mean, that's really what they're trying to help people to do. It's a great, great, great ministry, a great business. You can call La Jolla Gateway team or call Ruth. You see, she gets tagged on this. I feel bad for her. 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. Give them a call. Talk to them. Again, that's 858-455-5227. Definitely worthwhile in the process. Okay. I didn't want to necessarily drop this one yet, but I guess I'm going to have to drop this one. I'm going to have to do it early. You ready? You ready for a news story number a la Wow, That's a Bizarro? Is that a number? News story a la That's a Bizarro. Okay. Or number.
I don't know what to say to that.
I don't even know what to say to that. All right. Here we go. Ready? This is, now it's funny and it's not funny, so don't get mad at me about this. This happened in Florida, which, by the way, is set this year to pass New York in population. So it'll be California, and like it's California, New York, Florida. It's about to be California, Florida, and New York, just in case anybody cares. I don't, but you might. A woman was arrested in Florida because of her brother and peanut butter. You think I'm making this stuff up? I know you do. Deltona, Florida, December 25th. Nothing like a holiday for a holiday. Police in Florida said they arrested a woman accused of flinging peanut butter at her brother during an argument about a dog going outside.
Okay.
Apparently, Rachel Bird, 29 years old, was arrested on battery charges after flinging a spoonful of peanut butter at her brother over an argument about a dog not getting outside of the house fast enough and thereby making himself comfortable within the framework of the living room. Someone apparently heard them, called 911. They sent out a deputy. The brother apparently had peanut butter running down his face. The brother did not want to press charges. The woman did not want to go to jail. And the person who called did not want to be identified. The dog didn't care any longer. But the officer was pretty irritated. And so how he solved the problem, threw her in jail. Merry Christmas. I don't believe this is an abuse of police power as much as I believe this is an abuse of Skippy. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but is it smooth or chunky?
You know, and they're showing both in the picture, so I don't know. All I can say is, one, you can, for regards to the dog, you can always open the door. I know it's tough. And for all you people out there that have dogs but you don't clean up after your dogs, you shouldn't have a dog, okay? If you're not capable enough to taking care of a dog, give them to a family that can. Don't sell him or her. Give them to a family that can and will take care of them, and you get a stuffed animal because that's about all you can take care of. But I will say that on Christmas, Yippee Skippy, the real answer there is, on the birthday of Jesus Christ, do not fling peanut butter. It could land you in jail, especially if you're irritating the officer and he came out there for something that stupid, that could be your own fault. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we've got another DDD and some more stories, none as funny as the one coming up in just a little bit.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.